Hallelujah. Praise our Lord. Praise His holy name tonight. He is my everything. Yes, Lord. He means everything to me. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like to get right into the Word. Amen. That's why we came. So, yes, Lord. Turn to Thessalonians. And I've been, doing my reading through the Bible. I believe any Christian ought to do. And just came through these epistles here not too long ago. I think I'm in Hebrews now. Yeah, that's right. But I just really, so many good nuggets in here. Just been pulling things out. I'm kind of half preaching them anyways. That's usually what happens when you're a preacher and you read things. You just comes on right out. God deposits some in, gives it right back out. So, amen. But I haven't done this in a little while now. I'd like to comb through, I don't know if we'll go through all five of these T books here, but, we've taken scripture by scripture, verse by verse before, through certain books of the Bible. And I like to start at least with 1 Thessalonians doing that as far as a series. Hope that's all right with y'all. There's so many good nuggets in this Bible, brother, sister. And just about time you figure it out, you realize you don't know nothing like you ought. And the Bible told us that, isn't that right? Read it 1,000 times. You still go back, and it's just as fresh as it ever was. I could just feel that in the kingdom to come, brother, sister. We think of things getting old or tiring or things like we do now, but that it's going to be different. It's going to be just as real anytime as it ever was, and just as glory. Brother, sister, man, I want to be there. I'm done with this. Just little my temptation, y'all, just as coming to church, you might see a little bit. My hands start breaking out, and I'm like, you rotten, dumb devil, fallen condition. I hate this. I don't know, y'all quiet, but that's okay. Maybe you don't hate it as much as I do yet. I'm done, man. I showed Dad, when we were at the church, I think I got bit by somewhere here. I got this red spot there, and I'm like, what in the world? I said, you rotten devil, man. That's right.
Amen.
I don't know what bugs are going to be in heaven, but I'm going to tell you this, they ain't going to bug you no more. That's all I know. Amen. But, we press through. We know that we're called to these things. It ain't all roses and peaches. And, in a fallen condition, a rose has got thorns on it. It wasn't that way in the garden. The way it is now, sometimes you got to just go ahead and grab the thorns so you can get to the rose. And, Lord, let us take life not afraid. Amen. With hands of faith, no matter what we might have to go through. Lord, let me stay with your word. Let me believe it with all my heart. Let my life be a life that gives honor to you, Lord. Amen. Well, that's kind of what we're getting at tonight. So here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, start at the first verse. Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God, the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. I'd like to just stop there. I like to preach tonight with the help of the Lord, active believers. Active believers. Amen. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Hallelujah. As we approach His Word now with our heads bowed, let's lift our needs to Him. And let's take our minds, our hearts, our souls, and just ask the Lord, saturate us, Lord, with your presence once again tonight. Lord, if there's anything in the way, may that be removed, that I might hear your voice tonight and you might receive praise out of my life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, that we can call you Father and you can call us sons. We thank you for redeeming us by your precious blood and how the story never gets old, but it gets richer and richer and fuller and fuller. I pray that blood that was shed, that this purchase of the blood that's here tonight would not leave without every benefit ordained to them. If they have need of healing, Lord, I've got need of healing and I believe you, Father. May you send your healing virtue to this people. heal of every sickness, even down to the soul. I pray Satan won't have an advantage on no one here today, but we would leave in the victory that Christ has prayed for. Grant it, Lord, in this place, hear the heart's cry of your people, Lord. Feed them the bread of life. May they have those desires fulfilled. Then we walk with our hands raised, our hearts on fire, saying, I know we've heard from God today. Have your way in this service, Lord. Once again, we pray your blood over our lives. Forgive us, Lord, of our iniquities, our sins, our unbelief. May you wash it fresh again tonight. Lord, and may we come boldly to that throne of grace and have fellowship with our Lord and Savior. We invite you, Lord. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into this service. Speak to us, we pray. Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. Might even start a little backwards here. The first four verses that we read here. Paul takes his first thought about thanking God for these believers. And if you look, it says, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God. Not those getting into God, but those that are already in God. And I believe that the epistles, brother, sister, and I know that we can glean from things to witness with, but the epistles are truly written for believers. Those that have come into Christ on how to tune them and to teach us how to serve God the way we ought to and to get things out of our mind. And many times we kind of try to bypass that with when we're trying to evangelize. When we talk to sinners, we say, well, you know, come up with a sinner girl and tell her, well, you know, 1 Corinthians tells you ought not to cut your hair. They ain't even believers yet. What are you bothering with that yet? You're not even the first base. They don't even know if they, you got to find out they even believe in the Lord Jesus Christ before you start telling them how to live. And that's why many people become legalists, because they never went through the Gospels before they got to the epistles. You got to get saved by grace.
Amen.
This, what I'm about to teach tonight has nothing to do with anyone who don't know they're believers. If you got a doubt whether you're even a believer in the first place, you can't exercise what I'm about to teach tonight on being an active believer. Because you can't be active until you know you're one in the first place.
Amen.
You can squeeze a turnip all day. What'd grandma always tell you? You ain't never going to get no blood out of that. Why? There's no blood in a turnip, brother, sister. And there's no virtue of a Christian without a heart that's got Christ in it. Christian isn't something separate from Christ. It's merely Christ in a different body. Hallelujah! They called them Christians because they acted like Christ. And the quota don't change. Well, I'm a believer, brother. And we say, well, as long as I say it, as long as I got it up here. And Brother Brandon was asked that specific question. And he said, no, sir. Believing it in your heart or in your head, I mean, just saying it ain't good enough.
That's right. Amen.
He said, many people can look at water baptism. And he said, you can figure that out just by reading. You don't even need a revelation.
Yep.
There ain't nobody in the book of Acts, anybody ever baptized physically by anyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. Never was it Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He said, you can just read that, but why don't anybody get baptized in that name then? Shows there's no believer there to even work with. Many times we take sinners and we think we're doing something, but really you're just getting them wet. Started dry sinners, now they're wet sinners, and we're not careful, we'll turn them into twofold more child of hell than they were before they even got to this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God because what he says here in verse 4, before we get to any of this, he says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, serving the Lord always starts with knowing I'm an elected of God. And the second we can finally, as believers, settle that book, close the door, never open it up again, that I am the elect of God. I am a son of God. I have been redeemed by the blood. I'm not getting redeemed. I am redeemed by the blood. Case closed. Don't open it up again. It's been sealed with the blood of God's own Son, and there ain't no devil in hell can break it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in this day, I find we try to act like when we lose that sight of that revelation that we can somehow work our way back to doing it again. No, it's the foundation.
Right.
You begin to build wood, hay, and stubble, and then wonder why the fire burns it all up. You can't build upon anything but the revelation that I know I'm one of His.
Amen.
Many people can say it, many people can talk it, many people can quote it, but it takes a revelation out of the believer to make it live.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Bram says this in the adoption series, and forgive me because I think I've quoted this before and said it was in the church age book. It isn't. It's in the adoption. You might not remember that, but I remember these kind of things. It's just one of the books. That's probably what I remembered. It was in a book. So anyways, now that that's settled, and you have grace for Brother Andrew.
Amen.
Amen. See, that made me feel good. Adoption part 3, Brother Ram says this, and he says, watch this master teacher, Paul. The first thing he does is knock out all the idea of falling away. That he's knocked out again. Knock out all the idea of ever being a Christian today, and tomorrow I'm gone, and the next day God condemn me, and the next day I'm back again. That's nonsense. This book is not addressed to evangelical teaching. He's talking about Ephesians now. Evangelical service, sermons. I don't touch this on the fields. I bring this to the church. For Paul addressed it to the saints, those that are called and preserved and are filled and are set aside and are in the Holy Spirit already in Canaan's land. He's trying to tell them the first thing, get it out of your mind that you're going to get lost and you're going to do this and you're scared of this. Don't be scared of nothing. For he's trying to tell you where you're at, who you are, how you're standing. Now, you might do things wrong. And every time you do anything wrong, you're going to get paid for it. Yes, sir, you'll reap what you sow. But that has not one thing to do with your salvation. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you've got eternal life and can no more die than God can die. You are a part of God. You're a son of God. I was born a Branham. You might make me some other name, but won't make me one less. I'm still Branham. I was born Branham, always will be Branham. I may be so disfigured someday, drawn up with arthritis, have a wreck and all tore up like till I look like an animal, but I'll still be Branham. Why? Branham's blood's inside. That's where you are. And as long as God has made you. Now remember, I'm not talking to those outside Christ. I'm talking to those that are in Christ.
Amen.
How do you get into Christ? By one Spirit, capital S-P-I-R, which means by one Holy Spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Absolutely.
How are we? How do we get in? By water baptism? How disagreeable I am with you Baptists, you Church of Christ. Not by water baptism, by no means. 1 Corinthians 12 said by one Spirit, Holy Spirit, are we brought into that body and are just as safe as that body safe. God promised it.
Amen.
This is what the message came, brother, sister, that no believers had since the first age till now was the foundation that we don't have one thing to do with salvation at all. We don't have one part in it at all. And we did not make the choice, but what he already made the choice, that he chose me. How do I know? Why do I believe this? Why do I stand for this? How come no matter how much I've ran, I got a voice in my heart. I've got a life in me that draws me back to the Word every time. What is it? It's the election of God. And if the devil can get into you and turn it into anything else, you are defeated. Case closed. You will not defeat the devil believing you're a half sinner, half saint. You cannot fight the devil on his grounds of unbelief. He's a master at it and he'll beat you every time. What's the problem is even in the message, we begin to realize it's getting hard to get people to the real Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's getting hard to get people to actually believe until they get saved. They think you can believe and be saved. That ain't what Paul taught. That ain't what Brother Branham taught. He said you get the Holy Ghost after you believe.
Amen.
You believe until you receive it.
Amen.
And we've been teaching it that you just believe, and as long as you say God sent a prophet and girls clean up and boys, you know, I guess stop cussing or something, maybe tuck your shirt in once in a while. I mean, what is salvation anymore? What have we turned it into?
Yeah. Sure.
There ain't no such thing as that salvation is of the Lord, and the Lord puts a life in you.
Amen.
You don't have to do it. It is what it is.
Amen.
Oh my, I think we don't believe that quite yet. You're not who you are in the flesh. The life that is in me is who I am. And if that isn't pushing out Christ, something in your experience is wrong. Hallelujah. You can't dodge the new birth, brother, sister.
No way.
I don't care how revelatory you are. I don't care. We can't tell people just to turn new pages and just come to church and just do this. It's good enough. You must be born again. You must, as an individual, be born again. And if you've got any understanding of what I'm saying, it ain't between you and the pastor. It ain't between you and mama. It ain't between you and your brother. It ain't between you and nobody. It's between you and the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And always, that's the only voice I care about anymore. Can I hear his voice? And I tell you, I'm to the point now, brother, sister, where when I can't hear him, I get nervous. I get shaky. I don't know what to do. I don't even want to get out of my house. I don't even want to go walk down the street because I want to know where he's at. Why? Look, we all stumble. We all fall. We all reap for it. And God does take his presence temporarily if we won't repent and do what's right. That's right, he will. And you can try all the unbelief you want. You can try the talk, say the quote, say the scriptures, all you want. If the presence of God ain't there, you are going to be defeated.
Amen.
You have to learn to take life by the reins and take it as it comes. That it ain't all pretty. It ain't all glory like we think up here many times. Well, we're part of the bride's revival. Yeah, the one that gets up, prays through. When they don't feel like it, it goes to work, and as they rail on you all day or just get under your skin, you just take it back to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for this glorious trial. I feel so great that you're testing me as a son of God.
Amen.
Or we can do what we normally do. Go ahead and fight words with them.
Sure.
Go ahead and prove how right we are. Go ahead and act like that's acceptable for God anyways.
Right.
And what do? You make yourself stressed out. Disbelieving. And go ahead. Hype up all the unbelief you ever put in your life. Tell me what good it's done for you.
Right.
It don't help. I just had a student today. He wasn't under my skin. He was in my blood at this point. Just every little thing. Just, you know what? And I'm not going to lie. I smart off a little bit back at him a few times. And I said, you know what? This ain't going nowhere. This ain't going to help nothing. So I just took a step back in my heart. And I said, Lord, I don't need to act like that. And I just... Oh, but brother, I'm looking for the revival. Do that first.
Right.
And I just started talking to him like ain't nothing happened. You know what? Disappeared.
Yep.
Why? Because as long as you quit putting fire or wood back in that fire,
right.
Eventually burn out.
Lord.
Many times we take our faith and just fan it right into the devil's fire and wonder why it won't stop.
Because
you take it and you make it unbelief. Before you know it, you realize that faith or the unbelief is really just faith in the devil instead of faith in God's word.
That's right.
Brother Branham says this about dodging that new birth. He said, a great minister, it's coming out of Y, 1961. A great minister in my country bought a magazine not long ago. He said, Billy, I want to ask you something. Said, here's so-and-so, and went on talking. He said, and you got hooked up with the Holy Rollers. And said, now I hear you talk about here of the new birth. Said, don't you think we have the new birth? They believe they have the new birth when they believe. Well, I said, how much different that was from Paul's teaching. And Paul said in Galatians 1:8, if an angel from heaven taught anything else, let him be accursed. And Paul asked them in Acts 19, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Not when you believed, but since you believed. And they'll be real formal if you want to go look at it. It says, since having previously believed, have you received it? If you want to be real technical with the diglot and all that stuff, it still means this already happened. You believed it, you confessed it, but there comes a witness from God in the heart of a believer that says, yes, you believe.
Right.
And until that witness hits, you're just hoping.
Amen.
You're rolling the dice, going for the best. Brother, sister, that ain't the way a Christian is. A Christian's got an anchor of faith. They know what they're talking about. Why? I've got a substance. Faith ain't made up. I've got it.
Amen.
We got to get to a point where I say, I've got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I've got God Almighty.
Yes.
What am I doing here under my privileges?
Right.
What am I doing here depressed?
Amen.
I've got joy.
Amen.
Why? He's joy.
Amen.
I've got peace. Why? The Prince of Peace lives in me.
Amen.
You've got to fight that off. How? To rest in his promise.
Amen.
That Lord, no matter how much the world falls apart, I cannot be shaken.
Amen.
My feet are in Christ. I've been sealed in with the Holy Ghost, and no, nothing's going to change that. Not even my unbelief.
Amen.
Glory!
Praise God.
Amen.
You think you can break the seal of God? What kind of pride do you have? Devil say you're being humble, but really you're being proud. Glory. Let me keep reading. Brother Branham says that in continuing on why, 1961. He says, now the thing of it is that they're trying to dodge that new birth. They've got too much prestige. They've got too much head knowledge. Whenever you get to a place that you feel you're just a little better than somebody else, when you get to a place that you think that your standing in life is just a little higher than the other one, you ain't going to get it anyhow. Amen. That's right. But there's one thing about the new birth. It'll make a tuxedo suit and a pair of overalls put arms around one another and call each other brother.
Amen.
It'll make a gin ham dress. Is that right? You all help me? Say it. Gig'em dress and a silk dress. Put their arms around one another. Call each other sister. Whenever you really get down to business with God, that's right. Brother Bram in the Church Age book says this quote. I'm just going to read it to you. You'll understand. So it is in Church Age. He says, out of the Bible, they forged their different creeds. These are their fortresses and bulwarks behind which they entrench themselves and resist all attacks. I will not say that these confessions of faith, we can admit in most cases that they are so, are bad in themselves. They become so, however, in that they feed the fire of enmity. Only by putting them away altogether would it be possible to set to work on healing the wounds of the church. And he's quoting now. To this labyrinth of sects and various confessions, another belongs the love of disputation. What is attained by it? Has a single learned strife ever been settled?
Wow.
Never.
Right.
Their number has only been increased. And it's increased to this day as well. Satan is the greatest sophist. I think I'm saying that right. I looked that up. It means a philosopher, a great speaker of words. He can tie it together in such a lovely knot and orate in such a way that's compelling. But it's also got a hint of deception in it. He's the best at it. Comes talking words and figuring out doctrine and smoothing it all out just right. He's the best. You can't outdo him.
That's right.
He's the greatest sophist. He has never been overcome in a strife of words. I had a brother on my Facebook every time, every couple months. You can find somebody that's stuck on something because it only comes up every once in a while. Same old, same old. Got to go and say this again. Got to say this again. Got to say this again. I think he's interracially married, and he goes through about how to defend that things and wants to blast people that stand against it and things. And look, brother, sister, I don't really think it's a matter of salvation anyways. I don't think it has anything to do with that. It really isn't. It's just a matter of, Brother Brand was saying, is this really a good idea? And we might not understand it too much as they did back then. This is right in the middle of the 60s, and mixing up family like that, you're going to cause a lot of trouble. It's just the way it is. But either way, and I don't care where you stand on it, and I don't want to feel your funny feelings about it. Just let it go. You done? All right. Brother Donnie took a real strong stand. We all know that. They went on and called him the most racist pastor in America and all this nonsense. Most racist America. I know people kill black people and burn them in the name of Christ. Much less just say interracial marriage is probably ain't a good idea. It's not the same at all. But either way, this man said he's on my Facebook saying, nobody can prove me wrong. Nobody, I've done this, I've searched this, and I've shown by the Bible, and you need to come prove it to me and stuff. I've even beat those like Brother Donnie. He was calls him by name and stuff. And I'm thinking, well, go read this quote, brother.
Yeah.
Who cares about your strife of words? Who cares?
Brother,
and we'll get to it later in the Thessalonians and things. And Paul said, forget about these endless genealogies and these strifes. And he said, they're just heaping them more unbelief, more anger, more division. You don't need none of this.
Right.
Sure.
Saying, well, what should we be doing? Let me keep reading the quote. Brother Bram says this. Satan is the greatest sophist. He has never been overcome in a strife of words. In divine service, the words of men are usually heard more than the word of God. Each one chatters as he pleases or kills time by learned disquisitions and disproving the view of others. Of the new birth and how a man must be changed into the likeness of Christ to become partaker of the divine nature, scarcely anything is said. Of the power of the keys, the church has almost lost the power of binding. Only the power of loosing remains. The sacrament, given as symbols of unity, of love, and of life in Christ, have been made the occasion of bitterest conflict, a cause of mutual hatred, a center of sectarianism. In short, This is Brother Branham now. Come on. Christendom has become a labyrinth. The faith has been split into 1,000 little parts, and you are a heretic if there is one of them you don't accept. What can help? Only the one thing needful. Return to Christ. Looking to Christ as the only leader and walking in His footsteps, setting aside all the other ways until we reach the goal and have come to the unity of the faith. Ephesians 4:13. That is where the message ought to be focusing, brother, sister, is getting people to recognize you need to individually walk with the Lord. You need to individually hear from God. You need to wake up and know whether you're in God's will or not. You need to go to work and have the Spirit there to tell you what to do. I'm talking an active believer, not one that just says it and hopes for the best on Sundays and Wednesdays and hope they don't preach on my life. It ain't my judgment that starts. It's God's judgment that starts. And until you've crossed the chasm by grace, you're still under condemnation. But for those who've been born again of the Spirit of God, the chasm has been crossed. Amen. You're in God's molding block, and your concern is, Lord, take your tender hands and mold me just like you. You don't get saved growing. You get saved to get born. You get born first, then you grow. Amen. Many people want to grow and then get born. That's why you never get it. You're trying to get it by works. Uh-huh. Works is a part of Christian life. I'm going to read that here in a minute. We'll just go back to Thessalonians if you'd like to turn there with me. Works are part of it, but that ain't nothing. One iota. And I'm saying nothing. Nothing to do with salvation. Have I convinced you yet? Amen. You are saved by grace, or you ain't saved at all. Amen. No other foundation can be laid but what is laid. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if we begin to lay one little part in it, I'm going to tell you right now, that's where it breaks. Because we're not the ones that are building this thing. He's the great husbandry. He's the great husbandman watching over his field. There you go, husbandry field. Y'all help me out. I just losing words sometimes, but He's watching it. He's the one that cares for it. He sends His angels. We know they're ministering spirits to all the world to help those grow up, but He's still the one dictating it. We don't even need to worry about others like we do too many times.
Amen, amen.
You're not their Holy Ghost. They're supposed to get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if we knock that out of our theology, we might actually come together in love, have the same goal, which is I want Christ glorified, not just to me and anyone that's here that'll believe God.
Amen.
And this chain of the Holy Ghost will get this church moving along.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And she's predestinated. She will do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
True.
These are for born again believers, born by the Holy Ghost, saved by grace, filled from power from on high. Power to live an overcoming life. Power to tell the devil, I'm not listening to you today. I'm going to tell you, he's going to fight you. I've paraphrased this quote. I'm going to read it now. I actually didn't have it in my notes, so I looked it up for church. Because we'll stay right there in 1 Thessalonians, I'll come back. Brother Branham says this. I forget the sermon title. Is your life worthy of the gospel? 1963. What if I was giving away capsules here? That's scientifically proven, that this capsule would make you live 1,000 years. Well, I'd have to get the militia out there and swarm them away from the place. You wouldn't be able to make an altar. You wouldn't have to make an altar call for it.
Sure.
You just have to beat them away from it to live 1,000 years. And yet scientifically proven that the eternal God, all His power of His resurrections, which He promised you eternal life, and Satan will put his legions out there to keep you away from it. See, you can look insensibly enough to look in the face of it and see it's right, but then turn it down, see? Something. Some kind of an excuse. What did he just say? Legions.
Right.
This ain't just one or two. These are the legions that come after believers.
Right.
And what do they come? In little excuses.
Yeah.
Before you know it. Now watch. Go back in your life. Even if it was today, even if it was right before I said this. And watch an excuse go out of your mouth or out of your heart. What did you do? I don't care how much victory you had.
Yep.
Give it away.
Right.
He said, how do I got victory? He said, I did.
Amen.
You ever feel it? Nope. Don't care.
Right.
Why? You can't take it from me, Satan.
Right.
Say, you saved, Brother Andrew? Yes. Do you feel saved? Don't need to.
Because
I know it.
Yes.
I know what I used to be. I know what God's done to me, and He's worthy of praise. Amen. I don't need some kind of excuse why I can't get to victory. I've got more on my side than there's ever been on the devil's side. He only got a third of the angels anyways. Amen. And God didn't even need those angels to do it. He did it with a baby. Took over His whole kingdom. Yeah. And if He can do that with one baby, one son of God, what can He do with a whole army?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Satan will put his legions out there and keep you away from it. He'll do it right here. Good old Wednesday night is when he really likes to throw them at you. He'll throw his legions out there and keep you away from it. Yet you can see sensible enough to look in the face of it and see it's right. And then turn it down and see something, some kind of an excuse. It's too hot. I'm too tired. I will tomorrow. Just some kind of an excuse. That's all they do. By rejecting the day of visitation, it separates you from God. How many people didn't come give their heart to the Lord because it was too hot today? How many didn't come to church give their heart to the Lord because I'm too tired to make it tonight? Just can't do it. I'm too tired. Lord understands, does He? He was awful tired that night when He prayed through to make sure He'd get to the cross.
Amen.
He didn't come to the disciple and say, well, at least you gave it a good effort. He said, can't you stay awake 1 hour?
That's right.
Why? He had a revelation of what was going on. Then the disciples had no clue what was going on. They thought it was just another prayer meeting. I wish our prayer meetings were so common that you could fall asleep during them.
Yep.
Just another prayer meeting. Why? He did it all the time.
That's right.
Went out there, He'd pray all the time. To them, it was just another day, but revelation struck the Savior. He said, today's the day. Today's the day. And the Son of God, as God, we know the presence of God left Him. He had to go as a man. He had to overcome the desire to take His position without the cross.
Right.
Why? He could have.
Right.
Devil would have gave it to Him willingly.
Yeah.
But what would He have lost?
Yeah. Me!
Yeah.
But He counted you worth more than it.
Yeah.
And if He can show that kind of love to us, where's room for our excuses why we can't serve Him like we should?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope this cuts enough to cut that unbelief out of our lives and make us serious about serving
Amen.
God again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother, out of the Bible now, Thessalonians, where we started. It says, we give thanks, verse 2, to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Remembering without ceasing three things, your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. All three of those words are actions. All three of those words are not what we want to hear. Work, labor, and patience. The work of faith. What does it mean to have a work of faith? Well, just turn to James with me because it's a prime example and y'all might already know it, but it's always good to read it. James 2, verse 14. James 2, 14. Hallelujah. For what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of his daily food, and what do you say unto them? Depart in peace. Be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou believest that God sent a prophet. God believes that, you know, every word is thus saith the Lord. I believe it all. I believe it. Kira, Kira. 47, 65. I believe it all, brother. Good. The devils believe also.
That's right.
You haven't separated yourself from them yet. Thou believest there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Faith is the foundation, brother, sister. You have to be born again. You must receive the Holy Ghost. But once you have, God has witnessed a faith in you. Not any faith, the faith of the Son of God that's in you. And now it's been quickened to life so it can live. And what makes faith perfect are the works that it produces.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how much we've been in the message, how long we've done this, how many times we do these things. And that, if that seed isn't there, those works will not follow.
Right.
You know what will? Excuses why those works aren't there.
Right.
It comes to our message just the same.
Yep.
Be careful, brother, sister. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he discerned hearts then, he can still do it now. If he spoke in tongues then, he'll do it now. If he interpreted then, prophesied, miracles!
Amen.
He still does them now.
Amen.
And for us to dumb it, not well, maybe, no. Thus said the Lord, that scripture's laying right there. Brother Brandon was even rebuked himself. He said, no, if the Lord would just give me a vision, I'd do that. He said, but Lord, your Bible's sitting right there. That promise is just as true now as it ever was. He's still the Lord that heals our infirmities.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm going to do a work of faith. What is the work of faith? You've got to fight the unbelief off.
Amen.
You've got to make your confession not include the word but anywhere.
That's it.
I don't care how little it is, your little but. What is that? Is that some little excuse that separates you from that promise?
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. God works in perfect faith.
Amen.
So that's why you need to just go ahead and crucify yours and bury it, because it ain't no good.
Amen.
But the faith of the Son of God that's been placed in me is the almighty faith that took a man, laid his life down, said, I'll raise it up again.
Yes.
When had a man ever raised his own body up, but he knew where he was standing?
Yes.
And he said, I won't only raise mine up.
Woo.
I'll raise all my children at the same time.
Yes.
I don't know if we can get raised up tonight enough to believe that for ourselves, that these promises are ours. We're not earning them. We don't have to go do enough to get them. They were already given.
Yes.
Healing's my bread. Glory to God. I need to wake up digesting some healing, digesting some joy, digesting some love enough to say, Lord, thank you for it. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a work of faith. Works. Faith without works is dead, brothers, sisters, just as true now as it ever was. These signs shall follow them that believe. If you don't believe in the working of the divine spirit of God, what do you believe? How are you not another denomination?
Come on.
Some of you are awful quiet. I hope this beats that devil out of your life. We are here serving the one true living God.
Amen.
He's the same God he ever was.
Amen.
He'd never diminished in power. I don't care how much you unbelief you want to heap up. His power is still the same.
Amen.
I just want to be a benefactor of it.
Amen.
Brother Bram says, "Works is out of works is faith expressed." Notice Jesus said, "Only believe, for all things are possible to them that believe." Faith and works are husband and wife.
Yeah.
They work together. The husband works with the wife with the husband. They identify one another. Like a man says he's married, and yet he can't produce and show that he has a wife. You doubt his claim.
Sure.
See, a man said, "I'm married. Where's your wife?" Oh, I don't know about that. I think that's how we are many times in our message. Oh, God sent a prophet. Yes, sir. God sent a prophet. He did miracles. What about you?
Right.
Oh, I just got so many ailments. I'm just so wore out. And you wonder why they don't believe you.
Right.
Let me finish this quote. How many believes the message tonight?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That feels good. A man said, "I'm married. Where's your wife?" Oh, I don't know about that. See, it'd be kind of hard for me to believe him. I say, "Well, where's your wife?" Well, I don't know. Well, I ain't going to believe it. So you see, it's if you have what you say you have, I have faith. How are you going to show me your faith? By your works.
That's right.
See, I am married. How do you know you're married? This is my wife. See, there you are. I'm married. This is my husband. I'm healed. How do you know? My faith shows my works show my faith.
Amen.
See, now what we're speaking of, your faith is what God sees in you. Your works is what other people see in you. That's the difference between James and Paul here explaining about Abraham. They never contradicted one another. They was both the same. Married. So is faith that doesn't produce works. Anyone. I'm going to go ahead and emphasize that real quick. Anyone has a right to doubt your testimony. Anyone. They just got saved last week. Anyone. You say you believe, yet you don't have faith in God's promises, it proves you're not a believer. Hallelujah. Why are y'all so quiet on me? I thought y'all believed this.
Amen.
See how quickly it takes. All it takes is that one thought of doubt. Well, maybe I am an unbeliever. Well, there you go. Double got you. But I thought we already settled that. I thought we'd done close the book on that. Why do we go open it up again? Too many voices in the world. You need to go back to the one voice you need to be listening to. I'm the Lord. I love you. We love Him because He first loved us. Been saved by faith, which came by the gift of God through grace. Hallelujah. So a faith that doesn't produce works, anyone has a right to doubt your testimony. Now that you hear it before we start the prayer line, if your faith doesn't produce works with it, you can't make anyone believe that you're healed. Right. Say, well, I don't know. See? Well, yeah, sure. I got all the faith in the world. You don't.
Right.
Because if you got faith, then works is married to faith, or husband and wife, one identifies the other one. And this is what Paul is saying to these believers. He said, we recognize you're believers. We thank God for you in our prayers all the time because we saw the works of faith.
Amen.
When the sick came, you had an answer.
Yep, right.
Hallelujah. When the weary soul couldn't find rest, you were able to get out there, filter through his unbelief a little while, have a little heart to heart, deal with him, have a little work about it, have some opposition come against you and just say that anyway, just keep on. I'm healed, brother. I'm healed.
Amen.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't care about what you know. I don't care what the doctor said. I'm healed.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what Paul noticed. Now, the next thing he noticed was a labor of love. And we don't like that. We like the word love. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants to receive love. Everybody wants to be love. Everybody in the world wants love. But why don't nobody labor for it? Because we've got a generation now, it's like the me monster. Me, 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 me. And it's just the same with us. I don't believe, man, nobody loves anybody. How about you start?
Amen.
Said before many times, and I don't blame people, there's things that from your past I'm sure were glorious days. I've had glorious days before as well. But you know what I've noticed is many people will talk about mama, daddy, grandpa, grandma. Oh, man, they did this, they did that. And these believers back then used to do all this stuff. Well, what changed?
Right.
Baton got passed to you. What happened?
Right. Amen.
Did you labor for it? Did you know the things they had to endure to keep acting that way anyways?
Lord.
But instead, now we got to stand up for ourselves. We got to show that we're right. We got to go fight with words. I wonder why it's not getting anywhere.
Amen.
No, we don't need none of that. We need a labor of love.
Amen.
What's a labor mean? It means you're working at it. It means you're doing something that you don't really want to do. But you're going to do it anyways. Why? Because I care more about my brother's needs than my own.
Amen.
I care more about my brother's relationship with God even than my own. I don't want to put a stumbling block. Paul said that. He said, if meat offends my brother, I will never eat meat again as long as the world stands.
Amen.
Oh, but no, brother. No. See, I've been revealed that it's okay. Well, that's fine for you.
Right.
Do you love your brother?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I know he's offended by it, but he should know better. You should know better.
Amen.
Hey, you know what? If you know this offends a brother, you all might go ahead and avoid that with him.
Amen.
Now, if rubber meets the road, I ain't telling you to compromise. That ain't labor of love either. That's love to God comes first in His Word. But if you, as the Bible says, do all that's in you to keep peace with all men. It's a labor of love. It's not easy. And it's not even work, brother, sister. A work is something I can sit here and do it. Labor means I've got to keep at it.
Yep.
It's day in, day out. That's why we call it, you know, we're laboring all the time. We got Labor Day, we get a day off. Why? You just punch in every day.
Yep.
When you realize that really, you don't never clock out of this one.
Nope.
It's all the time. Amen. And when opposition comes, that's only there to show that you have a labor you can give back to the Lord. Listen now, Matthew 9:37, then saith he to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, and he will send forth laborers into his harvest. We read this, I think, a couple services ago. Hebrews 6:10 says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name. Now keep listening. In that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Now, see how this is all coming together. It's all working full circle. Well, I'm a believer, brother, and then where's your works of faith?
Right.
Where's your labor of love? He doesn't say nothing about showing love to God. He's saying God is not unforgetful. What is he saying? It's people don't appreciate what you're doing, but God sees it.
Amen.
Don't be weary and well doing. Keep doing it anyway. I don't care if nobody appreciates it. Because God recognizes you're ministering to them, whether they want it or not.
Amen.
Oh, I missed it, bro. That's why I told him where it was wrong. He's still missing it all, aren't we? I can't stand that guy. Show a labor of love. Go hug him anyways. I'm serious, brother, sister. It sounds petty, but these little things start complexes that have split churches.
Yes.
Have split brothers that won't never talk to each other again the rest of their days. You know, sometimes it takes a labor of love to bring it back. It takes a sacrifice of self to say, you know what? I might be right. Who cares?
Right. Amen.
I want reconciliation.
Amen.
Because I'm convinced that brother, that's my brother. Amen. That's my sister. Right. We're going to heaven together.
Right.
And if you can convince your own self to get that unbelief out of the way, that the same grace that saved me saved my brother, then how can I not accept him? If God has accepted him,
sure. Amen.
So should I.
Amen.
Well, he does this, he does that. Did God accept him?
Right.
Amen.
Who's you the right to say you don't deserve the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Now the last one here. As I bring it to close, patience of hope. Patience of hope, which is hope filled with patience, brother, sister. What is Christian hope? Before we get too far, it's not hope like the world has where, you know, again, we're just rolling the dice, hoping for the best. That ain't the way Christian hope works. Christian hope works by faith. You know God's promise. You've got a belief for it, but you haven't received it yet. You don't know when you're going to receive it, but you've got a joyous expectation. Not just an expectation. I'm expecting in church tonight, but you know. I'm going to get delivered tonight, but that's too hot. Too tired. I will tomorrow. It's not hope. That's not the hope I'm talking about. It's patience that the promise of God cannot be thwarted. And if God has led me in my heart to come here, even tonight, see, you got a need of healing. You come into the house of God, say, I got a need of healing.
Amen.
God didn't always just pour out miracles. We understand that. He still does. But not many times I've seen him work in divine healing much more than just miracles. What does it take? It takes a faith in the hope of the Word of God coming to pass. Which what links you from faith to hope to bring it together so it happens? Patience.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah, exactly. Still hurts. I don't care. I'm still healed.
Amen.
Still irks me. Still delivered.
Amen.
Sad, upset. Nope. Still good. It's patience. Why? I know who spoke to me is not a man that he can lie. This is God Almighty's word that's come to me, and I've got faith to hold on to it. That's coming from Hebrews. Let's turn there together. Hebrews 11, then Hebrews 10, then Hebrews 6. Hebrews 11, 6. Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those that have patience, those that hope, those that keep holding on to his word, that God will recompense me. But Jesus said it this way, keep knocking. Not he that knocks receives, he that knocketh. Continuously present. Do you understand that's why if is important there? It's knocketh. We think, not, well, I knocked, good enough. Knocketh. Well, have you got it yet? No, but it's still the present. Well, you need to keep knocking. Lord, it's your promise. It's your promise. You're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And I'm not seeking you for my glory, Lord. I'm seeking you for your glory because you promised this. And I'm a believer. I don't care if nobody else still believes this. I do, Lord. And you need a witness in this day. Lord, here I am. And if you're a young one coming up, we'll believe it anyhow. If you're an old Caleb, you still got a promise. I still got a mountain. I don't care if my whole generation gave up on it. I'm taking it. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10. 35 should be right there. Close. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God. We do the will, and boom, come on. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Hebrews 6 and 11. Hebrews 6, 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promise. How many believes that tonight? Now, what's the promise we're really wanting in here? We want a rapture. We want a body change. We want a resurrection. We want this world to be changed from ground up. That's our promise in this day, brother, sister. Brother Branham said, I don't see nothing hindering the coming of the Lord but the readiness of His church. Right, how are we not ready? We're not believing yet. That's the only way. What do I need to see? What do I need? You need an active believer. We know it's with works of faith in our lives, saying, God has sent me to do this. I'm not trying to work it up. It's what I am. I'm not manufacturing. I am a son of God. Amen. That's the works I'm supposed to be doing.
Amen.
I'm supposed to be the one that stills believes this no matter what. I'm supposed to be the one like Daniel who's walking right into a lion's den. Looks like every sign that the promise has failed, and I'm still walking in faith and patience. Doesn't matter what comes my way. God has sent me here. It will be just fine.
Amen. Amen.
Let's say our excuses, excuses. How in the world are we going to look Daniel in the eyes and say, but brother, you know how hard I had it? How hard you had it? All you had to do was get out of bed.
Yep.
All you had to do was drive down the road a little ways. You know what I had to do to go to church? Go by myself. I had to be pastor, deacon, trustee, garbage man. I couldn't get nobody to come to my church.
Right. Yep.
But I still open my windows every day.
Right.
Yep. What about them three Hebrew boys? You wonder why they got called out so fast? So when you hear the sound of the sackbut and the psaltery and the harp, bow down and worship the image. Well, they started playing and all the other churches bowed down like nothing. Yet out of nowhere, there's three guys out there. But they stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yep.
Still standing there. What are you doing? Work of faith.
Yep.
Labor of love. What did they do to the king? They labored with the king. They tried to help him out.
Right.
Saying, King, live forever. King, we respect you. King, you're a great man. But we ain't worshiping your God.
That's right.
We worship our God. You're crossing the line.
Right.
Patience of hope. Our God is able to deliver us.
Amen.
They actually say, if you go read it again, our God will deliver us.
Amen.
But the point they made was, even if He don't, you can burn us if you want to. I'm still not bowing your idol. Bring all you want to. I don't care. I'm still going to believe this word. Oh, but we found this news article that proves that this is what Brother Ram said was wrong. Too late for that. Go ahead and burn it. Your news has been wrong a lot more than my word has. It's just like science. They want to tell you that science is so foul-proof, yet they deny their own theories 2 weeks after they posted one. When are you finally going to be right and I can put confidence in it? If I'd have gave you confidence 10 years ago, you'd have to say I shouldn't have, because now you've proved you're wrong. But I can take this from kiver to kiver. It ain't never going to fail. It ain't never going to change. Say, Lord, let that patience take root in me. Of hope, not doubt, of hope. Lord, your promise is sure. It's secure. I can't lose it. It's already mine. Satan's been done away with. The squatter's gone. I've been given the title deed. Back to me.
Yep.
It has my name on the top.
Amen.
Signed all over. It's the bloody hand of the Savior forgiven.
Amen.
It ain't black like this no more. It's been, there you go. I still got that. Justin drew me that one time. The white as snow now. Said how? Because the blood had the power to take my black life and make it holy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Last quote, and I'm closing right here. Exposition. Or the seven church ages, sorry. Smyrna church age. And I will give thee a crown of life. Since not even a cup of water given in the name of the Lord fails to receive a reward, how great shall be the reward to him who gives his life as a martyr for the name of the Lord Jesus. Perhaps we can get a small idea if we compare this crown with the crown won in a race. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, Paul says, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. A crown given to the winner of the Olympic race was a garland of olive branches. But the crown spoken here in the revelation given to a martyr is the crown of royalty. Jesus calls it the crown of life. Listen, please. The one crown is for those who have striven. The other one is for those who have given. Both crowns are incorruptible. They will not perish. The winners of the worldly race of life will soon lose the joy of the planets of the world. Their glory will fail. But those who give their lives for God, either by daily striving or shedding their blood as the crowning sacrifice of their life, will be given the crown of life. All too little time is spent on laboring for the eternal rewards of God. The recompense of God is too lightly esteemed. If we believe in the reality of the resurrection of the body and an eternal kingdom of substance, then we ought to lay up in heaven those good treasures that are available to the faithful saints. We have great recompense of reward to believe this word, to hold on to it. Paul said it this way. He said one day, said these trials of life, and we know Paul had been through hell on earth in reality. He had seen it all. And he said, but none of this will even be comparable to the glory that will be revealed in us. Amen. It'll fly away so fast, I wonder why I even cared about it. That's hard to accept here as long as you're looking for rewards here. When you begin to look for rewards up in heaven,
Amen.
You say, Lord, it'll be worth it all.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Kiev, Dad. Can we praise the Lord a little bit tonight?
Amen.
Thank the Lord Jesus. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary pure and holy, oh, tried and true.
Sanctuary,
an active believer
for you.
Yes, Lord. Sing it with all your heart tonight.
Well, yes, Lord, prepare me.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
To be a sanctuary.
Thank Him for His grace tonight. His mercies are new every morning. His grace never changes. You have courage tonight to take your unbelief and go ahead and drop it. Let it go by the wayside. Take all your excuses from why the promise ain't working and realize that, Lord, there's only one I need to do that's in the way. There's only one in your way, Lord. That's me. Brother Branham said, my worst enemy is William Branham. I believe tonight our worst enemy is still us. As long as we heap up our ideas, our excuses, our feelings against the promise of God, brothers and sisters, we have to know that we're going to fail. Let us learn that lesson even right now. Say, Lord, I want to be a sanctuary.
Amen.
Not a sanctuary of unbelief, sanctuary of faith.
Amen.
And Lord, I'm confessing tonight that you've called me a sanctuary because I've received the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Remember, my message tonight, in most of its entirety, is for those that know they're in Christ. You don't have that rock, that revelation in your own personal walk between you and the Lord, that you're in with Him, then it won't work right. Oh, it might do this, might do that, but then unbelief will come and dictate you once again. But if you can have enough grace to just accept, Lord, I believe in your redemption. I believe in the power of your blood. I believe it with all my heart, Lord. And though I failed you so many times, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for changing me from the wretch that I was in this world into a saint, into a sanctuary for your presence to feel welcome. Aren't you tired of reaping the wrong thing? Aren't you tired of the harvest of the enemy? Let's just let go of all that tonight. Even as a dedication of every heart that's here, that Lord, I want to be a real active believer. Lord, I want to go tomorrow, even tonight, before I leave here. Lord, don't let me paint the wrong picture. That opposition is due my way. Even when I'm by myself, Satan ain't going to let me go. He's going to try. And Lord, I've got faith now to know you're allowing him to do it. But don't forget, children, God does that because he's got confidence in you. And if he can have faith in you, can you have faith in him? That, Lord, I don't understand. I try to serve you and it just seems like it's just brass on every side. But, Lord, I'm pressing through that unbelief tonight.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, you're just probably asking for a work of love, a labor of love, a work of faith, patience of hope out of my life. Lord, I want to live such a life an apostle could hear about it and say, we remember you always in prayer because of what you do for the kingdom. When the rubber meets the road and everyone else is fighting and stewing and getting up in arms, that believer there, that brother, that sister, they're a rock.
Amen.
They can't be moved. Lord, that's the testimony. I believe it's the testimony of every believer that's here. That's what we want, Lord. We pray tonight, Lord, by your Spirit, you'll drive all of our flesh, all of our unbelief, all of our foolishness. Drive it far from us, Lord. Let us be vessels of honor to your glory. Hallelujah. As the Holy Spirit, his presence is here, brother, sister. I could call out things right now. I'm trying to... Look, he's here to talk to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. You say, really, brother? Yes, I'm telling the truth. Can you get so simple to see his presence? What more do you want than him to come by you and say, I love you? Jesus. It's our reasonable service, brother, sister, to lay our lives, to strive every day for masteries. It's just reasonable when you stack it up to what he's done for us, what he did for us, what he's doing for us, and what he will do for us. Lord Jesus, thank you so much, Father. I challenge your faith tonight. Reach up.
Yeah.
Reach up. Get past the unbelief. Break through that wall. Start confessing that word right here, right now. Say, Lord, I've been up in arms about this, but tonight, I ain't worried about it at all.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for it. I give you praise. I thank you for making me. I'm going to show thanksgiving, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, eagle friends. Fly above them clouds. Keep flying up in praise. Keep letting all the unbelief go. Hallelujah! You're not a fanatic. God gave you a motion for the kingdom of God. Use it for Him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You're qualified. If God has given you the Holy Ghost, you're qualified to be a believer in this day. Holy Spirit, have your way. Every heart that's here, I pray not one of them would leave with unbelief. Father, drive it out of everyone that's here today. Soften yourself, children. Christ doesn't open the door. He waits for you to open it. But if you'll give Him just a little bit of faith, a genuine faith to believe Him, if all you can do is say, Lord, I don't know what to do, just like that little boy. Oh, Father, that was praying the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E. Pastor came up and said, Sonny, what are you doing? I hear you praying. He said, well, sir, I'll tell you. I was born to Christian parents. They both died unexpectedly and taken away from me. And the man I'm under now is so cruel. But I just wanted to come out and pray for him. But I didn't know how to pray. So I just started saying to Alfred, I believe he'll put it together the way I mean it. Little orphan boy praying for his cruel foster father. Where's our excuse, brother, sister? Don't make it complicated. Make it as simple as possible tonight. And you'll have what you need. I believe in labor for it, though. Don't just sit there and let the devil snatch your victory out away. Take it from him. You're still frustrated? Let it go. Say, no, I'm not. I'm not even worried about it now. Hallelujah. Take that promise. Put that right in front of you and say, Lord, that's mine. That's mine tonight because I've been bought with a price. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Heavenly Father, have your way. Oh, blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. Blessed be His holy name. I believe there's sanctuaries of the Lord here tonight. Let Him receive glory now. Don't bring that unbelief up again, brother, sister. I'm catching that. Brother, you don't know what I did yesterday. I don't care what you did yesterday. What are you going to do now about it? But brother, I fail the same way every day. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out. You're not your salvation, brother, sister. He has saved you. Sure, we fail Him, and many times we feel disgusted. But come on home tonight. The prodigal son thought he should just run away and eat with pigs. But the second he came back to his father, Father ran out to him. Can you hear Papa God's voice calling to you tonight? You've been out of fellowship, but I'm bringing you back. I brought this word tonight, so you're my vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Brother's got a need. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord, for being the one true living God. Is there any other needs you'd like to come forward tonight? Hallelujah. Brother Andrew, what are you doing? I'm listening to him. I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes, oh God help us, we just got way too much stuck in our head, keeping us from expressing what we need to in our hearts. There's needs in this building. Thus saith the Lord, you need to receive it yet. Take it now. Come on. Let your faith rise. Confess the promise. Don't leave it in your head. Confess it right out. Don't be embarrassed either. There ain't no room for that. Three little boys coming up here for prayer. I pray. Look, it ain't no rebuke to you to get prayer. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't let the devil tell you that lie either. Just sometimes it's good to have somebody else staying with you. But I'll tell you right now, I don't think you can be any closer to Him than where we are right now. Lord Jesus, I thank You for being here, Lord. You got to know you have it, brother. Don't earn it. Just accept it. You need the Holy Ghost? Just accept it. Don't let the devil take it from you. It's yours. Hallelujah. So, well, this, well, that. Don't bring none of that to the equation. Don't bring that to the table. Bring the lamb. Say, Lord, I bring Your lamb. I bring the bloody lamb, this word of God that died for me. With His blood on my hands, the reproach in my life. But Lord, I accept the atonement. I accept Your spirit, Lord. And I know I'll never be the same. Oh, Father, Christian friends, give your heart to Him afresh tonight. Say, Lord, I want a pure, real servant. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be Your holy name tonight, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. Here with us, the giver of all life will now go to this man. touch that body, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Prove yourself the same there. Grant it, Lord. We agree in faith, Lord. We believe you with all of our hearts. Receive all the glory and praise from it now as we ask you. In the name that can't fail, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for hearing our prayers tonight.
I'll be hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Sanctuary.
Praise the Lord God. To him now,
oh Jesus, be the Lord of all. Jesus, be the Lord of all. Jesus, be the Lord of all.
The kingdoms of my heart. Jesus, I surrender.
Jesus, I surrender.
Mean it now, believe it, confess it.
Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all.
Oh, praise your name. Praise your name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Father.
Jesus, I surrender.
I give it all, Lord. All my unbelief, all my doubt. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Oh, blessed be his name. Blessed be the name of God.
Surrender all the King.
Oh, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, I surrender all.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I surrender all.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdoms of.
Sing it as a wave offering. Say, Lord, I wave it before you. I surrender.
Jesus, I surrender.
Oh, let loose in faith tonight.
Oh, Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdoms of my heart.
Oh, can you give him praise tonight? Can you worship him? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessing me his name. Oh, I thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord. I thank you for filling the Holy Ghost tonight. Glory! Oh, you're going to call me crazy anyways. You're going to call me a fanatic. But I thank God for filling me with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, glory! I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name.
Oh, yes.
Praise his name.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise his name. Oh, I'm free tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No longer bound by unbelief. Praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let it be foreign to you. We ought to get filled with the Holy Ghost every time we walk in here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I pray.
Woo. Oh, it's just worship in the Spirit, just your own way. Praise your holy name, Father. I love you, Jesus. I adore you, Father. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for loving me, Lord. I thank you for your grace, your mercy. Blessed be his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, don't never let the devil take this away from you. Oh, the joy of the Lord's our strength tonight. Woo, yes, Lord. Blessed be his name. Blessed be his name. How many just feels that refreshing from the Lord? It's ours. It's ours tonight. Woo, glory. Oh, I just can't hardly give to this feeling. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Thank you, Father. Taste and see the Lord is good. Oh, blessed be his name. How he just feels that refreshing down in your soul. Gives you strength for another day. Another week, another year, whatever it might be, Lord, I believe I've got the power to overcome it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be there. I'm one of them. There ain't nothing the devil's going to do, no matter what the Lord tells me. I've got something in me that's going to make the word come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
and I just want my confession to be one thing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Dad. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes. Your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. Your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. Oh, when your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. Your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
One more time tonight.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Give me a clap of praise tonight. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we won't have a pulpit or platform big enough for me to praise like I want to. I tell you, I'm feeling good, brother, sister. Don't let the devil take your joy away. Don't take your step away. We are giving these legs. We are giving these arms. We are giving these voices to praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I thank God for His faithfulness tonight.
Amen.
Amen. It might be a high calling, but I thank God for the reward on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. Just give me Jesus.
Yeah.
How many loves the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we praise You tonight, Father.
Yeah.
Let's go in the victory. Let's go believe in God. Don't let the devil talk you back out of it. You go out there, you handle this word with all your heart, knowing I'm an elected believer. I've got my election of God. I'm a beloved of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Works of faith.
Yes.
Labor of love.
Amen.
Patience of hope.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight. I had a song and I try G real quick. Maybe that'll come to me. Well, I don't know. It's one of them. That's what it is.
One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad.